This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
We're going to talk to Jason Heath soon about the ARIAs.
Oh, that's exciting. I do know somebody who wasn't at the ARIAs.
Who?
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Kalia.
Where were they? Yeah,
well, Mr. and Mrs. Campbell, depend how you want to say it.
Right.
Well, we're at getting Botox. That was on the Instagram story. I'm not spreading gossip. I'm just saying what they did.
You weren't stalking them, were you?
Well, you know, I like to. No, I have a problem. But yes, I was there and they were getting Botox while everyone else was on the red carpet.
Oh, so they look pretty.
So all those that had an appointment today for surgery, for Botox, there's none left. None left in Melbourne. I think there's nothing left in the Southern Hemisphere, I think.
Last night was Australia's music's Night of Nights. The 32nd Annual ARIA Awards were held at the Star Events Centre in Sydney. And Joy's Jason Heath and Dinah Hollander from Local Roots were on the red carpet chatting to all the stars. They join us now. Jason and Dinah, good morning.
Good morning.
Guys, it must have been a big night. How are you feeling this morning?
We've just woken up after a few hours sleep. We're feeling much better.
Oh, great.
Good to hear. Look, how'd you guys go arriving at Sydney yesterday? We thought you might have been flooded out.
Oh my God, we got to the airport in the morning and we thought our flight was cancelled, and the first thing that Virgin Australia said was, the next available flight isn't until 6 p.m. tonight, and we freaked out.
Yeah.
But then we realised that we were actually on a flight 15 minutes later, and they're like, oh no, you're all fine. So we got, just 4 hours delayed.
Excellent. Look, before we get on and ask about the winners of the night, I need to ask about the fashion. Can you tell us who was the highlight? But I love to know what was the low light. Who looked terrible?
Okay, I'll take this. I love fashion. So the highlight, I've got to say, was Maya. She came from America and she wore a Sydney designer's dress, like gown, and it was beautiful. It was huge and beautiful. Also, Rita Ora looked amazing in this like mesh kind of pastel gown. And a low light has to be Nicole Kidman.
Oh,
she
really?
Wore, like, it was like these pets. She kind of looked like a chicken. It was like a top, really fluffy, kind of feathery top with these weird skin colour blick pants. It was very strange.
She's always very hit and miss, isn't she? Sometimes she's lovely, other times it's like, oh my God, you know? She's got to stop letting her straight husband dress her, you know? Yeah, that's the problem.
I mean, he's got a fringe from 2007, so he doesn't have much style.
No.
Now, you were celebrating Joy's 25th birthday on the red carpet.
Yeah, so everyone we spoke to, we thought, you know, let's get them to help join in the celebrations with us at Joy. So we had a bit of a chat with all of them about it. Everyone signed the card and also had a bit of a chat about birthday things. We also thought we'd celebrate, so we gave them a party bag so that we could get them through the day with a bunch of lollies and things like that as well.
Well, that sounds great, but I think if you're going to give them a bag from Joy, wouldn't it be full of condoms and lube? I mean, do they not know where we're from?
Oh, they do. They were asking for it.
And you were asking for some cake advice as well, I believe.
Yeah, well, we were like, what type of cake should we bake for our 25th birthday? It's a big decision. Do you guys have any suggestions?
Well, I mean, just put alcohol in mine and I'm happy. Yeah.
We'll have a listen to this.
You should pick a cake from that Women's Weekly birthday cake book. The duck that's covered in popcorn with the chip lips.
A big pink dick. Actually, though, you don't need to center on genitals. That's not really my thing, but dicks are cool.
Pavlova.
I really want to learn how to do it like an orange and flourless orange cake.
Well, my brain was like, gluten-free cheesecake.
You're speaking to the wrong person here, because I reckon you shouldn't be baking one. You should be baking 25, mate.
Well, obviously rainbow. I mean, as long as it's nice and moist.
I think you should have an ice cream cake, white chocolate hazelnut.
Oh my God, what birthday cake?
For our 25th?
Oh my God, guys, please get a rainbow. Like, I love rainbows and glitters and unicorn. Like, that'll be so cute.
I feel like Joy needs a self-sourcing cake, right?
If you can manage a vegan gluten-free cheesecake, I would eat it.
Black Forest cake?
Hello everyone, it's Maya, and I want to wish a happy 25th birthday to Joy, the very first. Love you guys.
I can't believe everyone said gluten-free, but no one said sugar-free.
No, gluten-free cheesecake, did you hit them in the head when they said that?
Well, that's not even all the answers. We had so many vegans and gluten-free, it's cute. And we were like, oh, that's a really popular choice, but I don't know if I'd choose that.
That's not what really cake's about.
Exactly. Heading to the awards, there was some good representation of Aussie queer artists that were nominated. How did our LGBTI musicians go in the awards?
We were sitting in the media room last night really excited for our LGBTQI artists. There were so many nominated, and we had one winner, Courtney Barnett. She got one award last night. We can't remember anymore.
One award, best rock album. The first ever female artist to ever get best rock album.
That's really good.
Really exciting.
Right?
Yeah. But everyone else didn't win, and we were a little bit sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Troy was up for 4 awards, so he didn't even walk away with anything.
No, we were devastated. Some people were like, what is this? Why has Troy not won an award?
Yeah, we were on Twitter afterwards, just getting in there with the fans.
All that mattered is, let me tell you, he looked damn well hot again. That's all that matters. That boy, oh, my God.
We were really sad. He didn't come and speak to us. He avoided us.
Oh, that's really rude. Listen, we'll be sending filthy messages today. But look, the best thing I saw was Casey Chambers got up and she did a bit of a speech, and I heard that there was a lot about being a bitch doesn't make you strong. You know, Dad said, you know, don't be a dickhead, and then she gave some very honest advice about her not being pretty enough. I mean, I wasn't quite sure. What would you think of her speech?
It was such a great speech. I think especially, you know, she was talking a little about how when she released that song, Am I Not Pretty Enough, how it's needed more now today than when she first released it. Like, she's saying that the music industry can be quite full on. Yeah. And these are those, you know, the being a bitch doesn't make you strong. You know, those are the types of things you've got to remember when you're in this industry. And us being there last night, we saw this stuff in full swing. So it's like, wow, this is an interesting industry to be a part of.
Amy Shark was nominated for 9. She won 4. We spoke to her earlier this year. She told us she had some problems with all the trophies. Have a listen.
You were up for 6 ARIA Awards and you've won 2.
It's not a bad outcome for my first ARIAs.
And where do you keep them?
I'm in the process of buying a new place, so everything's in storage.
Oh, okay.
And all locked up because I'm paranoid that someone's going to break in and steal everything. But hopefully one day I can have a house and have everything up.
She was great.
She was really good. Did she tell you where she bought a new house, got a new cabinet yet to keep all her awards?
Well, no. Well, we're hoping that she's got a new room. I mean, she's going to start pricking other people with them otherwise. Oh. Those things that we held, one of these ARIAs,
sharp.
They almost cut you straight away. So she better put them somewhere safe.
Now, Jason, you recently won an award of your own and you took home the CBAA Award for Excellence in Music and Presenting. So how are you feeling about that now?
It's been an insane couple of weeks. Because, you know, obviously I've not been on air at Joy for, you know, less than a year already, and then to be awarded this award and now also having these opportunities to go to the ARIAs, and last week we went to the Melbourne Music Awards. It's just been so much fun and so exciting to be, you know, acknowledged for doing something that I didn't think anyone was listening to. So it's been great.
Congratulations, Jason. Back to the red carpet. You got an exclusive announcement from Parnell.
Well, I'm here with Parnell. How's it going, guys?
It's fantastic. We love to be on Joy 94.9. We're spread!
We visited your studio quite a few times in Melbourne.
Really? Yeah, it's pretty lovely. And so you got nominated for 7 awards. That's
very exciting.
We're very excited about that. We have a bit of news as well.
Oh, yeah?
We're commencing the new Elton John album. So your listenership, we're hoping you guys are going to playlist it.
Guys, that's huge. Everyone.
First. This is just first.
This is just an exclusive, actually.
We've never mentioned this.
No, in a week.
That's a pretty big deal.
I didn't know either.
There you go. Surprise.
So Elton John.
Yeah. And they were just like accidentally gave us the scoop. And they were like, oh, we haven't told anyone that yet. So we're like, that's huge.
The manager didn't even know. The heads up, nothing. It was very exciting.
Well, that's what we're there for. That's why we have you there for Joy, so we get all the scoops. Now, if we go back to 5 Seconds to Summer, one song of the year, I mean, here at our breakfast show, we have talked about the picture of one of the young men showing his moose knuckle in situations during the project. Did we get to see anything special from the Five Soss today?
No, but they were hot. Like, very gorgeous. And, I mean, one of them just, like, had his top off at one point. They wore a lot of sports. Outfits. Nothing.
I used to think
they took. They had their tops off.
Like one of them had his button undone by the end of the evening.
Yeah,
it was quite gorgeous. But yeah, we thought they were really young. I thought they made a
they've been like 18, but they're actually 24.
24, we were like, oh, they're not children.
The problem is we keep getting older and they do as well. That's pretty sad. But during the crossover, we caught a glimpse of Conrad Sewell shrugging after their win. Do you think he was a little bit pissed off?
I think so. I think when you look at how many awards they've won, and also the people who were nominated, we were kind of a bit disappointed with some of the awards. We're like, you know, you could have given that to someone else who probably deserved it. But great, you probably are great at what you do. But
they're also international stars now, and Aria won't necessarily make a difference, whereas for like Conrad Sewell or another artist, that's a really big deal. Yeah.
Look, as I was saying before, my annoyance is, as I'm a Kylie Minogue freak, we've got her album out this year. How the hell did it not get nominated? I mean, we had to at least give her a token award.
Yeah, and she wasn't even there last night. I was looking out for you.
Very disappointing. I love Kylie too. And, yeah, she's an Australian sweetheart, so it was a bit disappointing that she wasn't nominated and wasn't there.
Guys, you've got a couple of ARIA Award specials coming up on Joy. When can we catch those?
Oh, yeah, we don't get a time to have a break. We're on air tonight from 6:30 p.m. for a special half-hour edition. We're going to play a whole bunch of the interviews and play some of their tracks so you actually know who they are. And then we've got our special normal one-hour edition of Local Roots Tuesday night at 10 p.m. to finish off the year because we're having a break after that.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. We're going to take it out with the song of the year from 5 Seconds of Summer. This is Youngblood. You're on Joy.
Five Sauce, old man.
Five Sauce.
Surrender my everything, cause you made me believe you're mine. Yeah, you used to call me baby, now you're calling me by name. Takes one to know one, yeah, you beat me at my own damn game. You're pushing, I'm pulling away. And like it's the last goodbye. Then one of us gets too drunk and calls about 100 times. So who you been calling, baby? Nobody could take my place. When you looking at those strangers, hope to God you see my face.
Song of the Year for the ARIA Awards, Five Sauce, as Tom corrected me before.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.